Case studies. Introduction. Here we'll be introduced to the case studies that will be used throughout the APIX CPIM learning system. These case studies have been designed to illustrate the activities that occur during the stages of the service or manufacturing hierarchy. The goal is to help you apply the content introduced in the learning system to your own work environment. Because professionals in the production and inventory management discipline work in a variety of industries, we will follow five types of organizations as they perform the activities described in the learning system's modules. These organizations represent different environments. A retailer of finished goods, a global fast fashion clothing retailer, a service provider, a global hotel group that includes multiple hotel chains, a manufacturer that uses batch processes to produce make-to-order products for businesses, a commercial door manufacturer, a manufacturer that uses a line process to produce products in a make-to-stock environment, a motorcycle manufacturer, a manufacturer that uses project processes to produce a large, discrete product in an engineer-to-order environment, a shipbuilder, a builder of commercial marine vessels and cruise ships. The cases incorporate information from actual organizations, but they are fictional. Let's start with a brief overview of each organization. Each overview includes a table showing the vision, mission, and values as defined in the organization's most recent strategic planning session. Fast fashion retailer. This 30-year-old fast fashion retailer of men's and women's clothing targets a younger demographic with a small clothing budget but a large sense of fashion. Over the past decade, the organization has expanded its presence to include Europe, North and South America, Australia, and Asia. It now has over 2,000 stores. It purchases clothing and accessories from a large number of manufacturers, but these products are manufactured to the organization's designs and specifications. Although there are holiday promotional seasons, new products are stocked continually to appeal to shoppers looking for something new. Sales are tracked carefully and products must meet aggressive sales goals. If these goals are not met, the items are quickly removed and replaced. The fast fashion retailer is publicly held and has made a profit for the last decade that is somewhat higher than that for the average clothing retailer. Exhibit 1-12 shows the vision, mission, and values for this organization. Hotel Group. The Hotel Group was started 80 years ago with a single hotel. It now includes over 2,000 hotels in Europe, North America, and China. The business has grown through opening new hotels and acquiring smaller hotel chains. This has resulted in four hotel brands that cater to specific markets. Commercial travel, hotels near airports and business centers with business meeting resources. Budget vacation travel. Hotels in traditional vacation destinations with pricing and amenities aimed at travelers looking for an inexpensive room and few frills. Luxury vacation travel, hotels targeting guests who want upscale accommodations and personalized services and are willing to pay a premium for them. Extended stay, hotels for longer stays with suites that include small kitchens and more shared spaces, such as lounges and patios areas. The Hotel Group has been publicly held for some time. Its profit margin is uneven across its business lines. It is also affected by economic conditions. Exhibit 1-13 shows the Hotel Group's vision, mission, and values. Commercial door manufacturer. The commercial door manufacturer specializes in doors that are primarily made of glass with aluminum or steel frames. They have a number of innovative glass features for vandal-proofing, security, and insulation value. The organization prides itself on producing doors that have high quality and durability. They study the market and offer value at a competitive price. The organization has been around for over 30 years and recently expanded from one manufacturing location to two in order to expand its market into a new region of the same country. It is primarily focused on make-to-order doors that can have differences in sizes and material choices, but they are considering going into the make-to-stock market by stocking a small selection of popular models with commercial product wholesalers to be able to offer immediate availability. Exhibit 1-14 shows this organization's vision, mission, and values. Motorcycle manufacturer. The motorcycle company is a family-owned business that manufactures motorcycles, motor scooters, and motorized bicycles. The motorcycle manufacturer operates and sells only in its home country. Last year, it had about $1 billion in sales and controlled almost half of the market in its home country. The organization has grown steadily in its 40-year history, although growth has been leveling off. The motorcycle manufacturer's products are generally known for fuel economy, dependability, and ease of repair. The organization introduces new models every 5 years. The organization has 3 plants, one for each product line. Exhibit 1-15 shows this organization's vision, mission, and values. Shipbuilder. The Shipbuilder case study features a 60-year-old publicly held company that produces a variety of ocean-going vessels, including merchant vessels, naval vessels, ferries, and cruise ships. Its clients include governments, large corporations, and investment groups. An investment group figures prominently in its most recent project, the largest passenger ship yet built. It will be designed using the latest engineering knowledge and tools, and it will include innovative and fully integrated shipboard information systems. The shipbuilder has a large design and engineering center where planning work is performed, 6 shipbuilding yards located near major ports around the world, and 2 component manufacturing facilities, one located in the organization's home country and the other in a neighboring country. It subcontracts parts of its projects, for example, interior design and onboard systems such as communications and security, suppliers located in different countries. The shipbuilder has had a very profitable business. It is currently ranked as the 3rd largest shipbuilder in the world based on revenue. The shipbuilder's vision, mission, and values are shown in Exhibit 1-16.